It's time for Spuds. Yeah, it's Spuds time. Our favorite time of the week. It's time to honor the morons whose lives are so unique.
Idiots, jerks,
scum of the earth, well, they're all a part of it. Yeah, it's time for Spuds.
It's time for Spuds.
Stupid people, unbelievably dumb sh**. Unbelievably dumb sh**. Yeah.
All right, Spuds time on Murray in the Morning. Here's the deal. We have stupid people doing unbelievably dumb
beep
from around the world. And in addition to that, we've made up some stories. So we want contestants out there to dial us up right now to identify the fake stories. 1-800-777-2907 is the number if you'd like to play Spuds. We'll read three real stories. We'll have one fake story. If you identify it, we're going to give you an NFL record and fact book. The definitive source for stats, facts, and results, brought to you by Workman Publishing. To order your own 2002 NFL record and fact book, just call 1-800-722-7202 or check out their website at www.workman.com. Again, the number here, 1-800-777-2907. And we've decided to give the loser, if they get the story wrong, we're going to give them an autographed picture of the Murray in the Morning crew, right?
Nice. Yes.
Hey, hold on. Did you just do a read?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did, and you missed it.
Whoops, there it is, Murray.
I think that would fall into the category of stupid people and unbelievable.
Red Fox, lay off.
Back off.
That's
there.
Right. All right, 1-800-777-2907 if you want to play Spuds. Do we have our first contestant, Rob? We do. Phoenix, Arizona. Oh, one of my favorite markets, Phoenix, Arizona.
What's
I visit
up,
Phoenix, yeah. How
what's
are you,
man?
Trevor? Hey, good morning.
The home of the great radio station.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
you ever listen to that radio station?
No. I listen to Howard Stern, so.
Oh, that's good. Well,
competitor.
That's... And doesn't he compete with us?
Yeah, well, I think they're owned by the same... they're in the same building.
They're in the same building. But isn't Howard Stern on when we're on?
No. Yeah.
And so why are you listening to us?
6 o'clock.
Oh, 6 o'clock. Right.
Don't ask any questions. Just write it.
Just wondering. Trevor.
Listen, Trevor.
We got Trevor. That's all that matters.
Exactly.
Right. All right, Trevor, you know the deal, right? We've got three real stories, one fake story. You identify the right one, and you win yourself a record and fact book. Identify the wrong one, and you have to proudly put up a picture of the Murray in the Morning crew.
I'm identifying the fake one?
You got to identify the fake one,
okay.
Yes. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, let's get going. Here we go.
All right. A 55-year-old Hungarian woman was being held on federal charges Wednesday that she smoked repeatedly on a Frankfurt, Germany to Chicago flight. She also stole cash from another passenger and kicked one of their crew members on the United Airlines plane. Emma Kovacs told federal authorities she was headed to visit her 82-year-old husband in Sacramento, California. But the California man told investigators he had no memory of marrying that woman.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. Would the 55-year-old Hungarian woman please extinguish your cigarette?
You! I will smoke, but I will kick your ass! I can't wait to see my 82-year-old husband, who I never married, because I am crazy, bitch!
Crazy.
That's right.
Funny.
Well done. Yeah, that's right. Real sound effects from real airplanes. All right, that's story number one. Tanya, you have story number two.
Story number two. With hogs bringing 40 cents a pound on a good day, Gina Kinsey fretted that her family's farm income would slump so much that she couldn't afford to continue college. But because of an innovative bartering idea at Lindenwood University, trading hogs for tuition, Kinsey graduated with a degree in business administration. The hogs were butchered at a USDA-approved processing plant in Troy, becoming bacon, sausage, and pork steaks for Lindenwood's cafeteria.
Fat boy is a P.I.G. pig.
It's a concept the private school wants to extend to other agricultural goods that could feed students while financing higher education for farm families.
Yeah, I need to consider that. I'll start raising pigs and send my kids to college.
Hell
that's
yeah.
The way to go. All right, TJ, what do you got for us?
All right, it's a short one, but an important one.
Yes,
one that
it is.
Touches
always
the very fabric of our nation. Teamsters Union Local 988 in Houston, Texas, decided to cut construction costs on its new meeting hall by hiring non-union workers.
Be sure and look for the union labor. When you is ripping a blouse off the shelf, if you out snatching some undergarments, just take a second to see where it was made. If you be perping, then buy a discount. We know you got to do what you got to do. But always look Fudd, the union labor, makes sure it was made in the U.S. of A.
What?
What the hell?
That sounds like something we would do.
What is that? Is that Kenny and you, Rob, or is that...
No, that's real.
Good God.
I don't even know where that came from. Gerwing finds these things on the internet, and we're looking for the real song.
Wait a minute.
Find it.
I've got that CD, Homeless People Sing American Standards. Yeah. It's actually very good.
That was it.
That was hilarious.
Wow, right in the bargain bin next to the American Idol CD. All right, the final story comes from Lakeland, Florida, where a local 58-year-old man has filed for a patent. Not for a particular product or service, not even for a single idea. Dr. Dwayne Cassius has filed to put patents on any ideas he may develop in the future. The self-appointed doctor claims he has been ripped off of such ideas as the remote control, the cross-your-heart bra, and index cards. I just want my fair share of the pie. I mean, if an idea is mine and what's mine is mine, then why shouldn't I get what's coming to me? Dr. Cassius stated in a press conference at City Hall. The United States Patent and Trademark Office has declined official comment. However, an unnamed spokesman has said that with no evidence of involvement in the products in question, there has been absolutely no infringement in the trademark law. Plus, to try and register a patent on something that is nothing is purely preposterous. In other words, he's cuckoo.
Yeah, that's right.
Cuckoo.
Actually, I'm glad no one told it to Jerry Seinfeld back in 1990.
That's right. Trevor, you're paying attention, let me recap real quick. Here are four stories. Woman gets on a plane, goes to meet her husband, who claims he never married her. She kicks and beats the staff on the plane. Student trades in pigs for his tuition or her tuition. Teamsters build a building with non-union workers. And a man invents absolutely nothing and wants a trademark on it. Do you have any idea what the real story is, Trevor?
The fake story, right? I'm going to have to go with number three.
Number three, which was?
The union story.
The union stories. Is that, in fact, correct? Trevor, that is a real story.
Well, how can that be?
Well, we wonder the same thing, which is why it's stupid people. Do you get it? The fake story. This was made up by our producer, Rob Wozinski, the man who invented absolutely nothing and wants a trademark for it.
Well, I'd figure that would be true. There's a lot of...
There's a lot of nuts out there. But hey, congratulations. You know what you've won, right?
Probably nothing.
No, you've won an autographed picture from the Murray in the Morning crew.
So it's almost like winning nothing.
Yeah, it's almost as bad.
Can I just get Tanya's autograph on that?
Yeah, we'll work on that.
Yes, we'll
of
put
course.
Tanya's. Unfortunately, it comes with ours, too. Can you live with that, Trevor?
You can crop ours out, though.
Yeah. All right.
You can just white them out or something like that. Hey, Trevor, thanks for playing, okay?
All right, thank you.
That's Trevor in Phoenix, Arizona. Yeah, nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be tuning out in about 30 minutes to listen to Stern, but that's okay.
Hey, you know, take him where you can get him.
What's this Stern you keep talking about? I've never heard of the show.
David Stern, he does a radio show in Phoenix.
Oh, that's right.
You'd be listening to that.
I'm the commish. I'd rather listen to David Stern than you.
Anyway, let's head to Boston for contestant number two on 1510 WWZN The Zone. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. How are you today?
How you doing today?
Fantastic.
Will you be listening to us for the rest of the day, I hope?
As much as I can.
There you go.
All right, there we go. All right, you know the drill, right? Get one right and you win an NFL record and fact book, the definitive source for stats, facts, and results. Brought to you by Workman Publishing. To order your own 2002 NFL record and fact book, call 1-800-722-7202 or check out their website at www.workman.com. And if you get it wrong, you know what you win, Bob?
A fabulous signed picture.
There you go.
Hey.
All right, let's get started. Who has story number one?
I have story number one.
DJ, what do you got?
Dateline Glasgow, Scotland. A boy who went to board an airplane at the Glasgow airport had his tennis racket immediately confiscated by airport security for fear it could be used as a weapon. The same boy later boarded two additional flights with his toy replica gun in his pocket.
I love it.
Is that it?
I think there's more coming.
I don't think so.
Oh, there's no more coming.
No,
right.
That's it, yeah.
That's plenty, man. Backpipes are great. I could listen to backpipes. Can we have backpipes playing underneath us the whole day? Yeah. I really would love it. It would be great. We'd get excited in here. We'd get our lumber up. It'd be the best.
All right, Tanya, story number two. What do you got?
This one's a long one. For decades, a popular national ice cream franchise has been associated with its boast of selling 31 different flavors of ice cream. Accordingly, Birmingham resident Danny House, 22, may have good reason to be upset after he visited a Bloomfield Heights ice cream shop craving his favorite pink bubblegum ice cream.
Well, I like that flavor. Yeah, it's good.
You do?
Yeah. I liked it as a kid.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's good.
Bruce, keep the
comments
down.
You get the gum down. After
that. I know. It's not editorialized.
Sorry.
Let's get to the news.
Only to find
get to the news.
It was no longer being carried at the store. House is so upset, he's considering legal action. It doesn't sell. It's the least popular of the flavors, so we've discontinued it and are awaiting a new seasonal replacement, said
Rahib Habab or Habibi, whatever his name is, Syringo.
Don Beebe?
No, it's Rahib Habab Syringon, manager of the Bloomfield Heights location. However, House, a part-time electrician, believes he has a case against the store for violating its once numerically accurate namesake. Change the name to 30 Flavors, make a new sign, or better yet, bring back the pink bubblegum. It's false advertising, and I'm going to do something about it, said the disgruntled customer. Mr. House plans to write the store's corporate headquarters and possibly stage a formal demonstration, but says legal action is something I might do. Yeah. I'm not kidding. I'm really angry.
Mr. House has too much time on his hands. Story number three.
All right. Great Falls, Montana. Montana Libertarian candidate for Senate has turned blue from drinking a silver solution that he believes would protect him from disease.
Smurf. Nice. Yeah.
Stan Jones said he started taking colloidal silver in 1999 for fear that the Y2K disruptions might lead to a shortage of antibiotics. He made his own concoction by electrically charging a couple of silver wires in a glass of water. His skin began turning blue a year ago. All right,
let's get to story number four because we're running out of time. Let's see, this is in Rotterdam. Algemeen Dagblad, a security guard in Rotterdam, was collecting money from shops to take to the bank when he stumbled and fell into a canal, after which he managed to climb out of the canal into his car to change into dry clothes, at which point a case of money booby-trapped in the event of a robbery exploded, leaving him naked and covered with orange dye as he got out of the car to seek help.
Give me your money, thank you.
Oh.
Give me your money, thank you. Oh, I must put on some dry clothes, yes? Oh, shit. I have a bad day.
All right, so there are the four stories. Boy boards a plane, loses his tennis racket, but gets on with a toy gun. Ice cream, one flavor short. The guy turns blue from drinking silver, and the security guard having a bad day. Bob, do you have any idea which the fake story is?
Not really, but I'll take a guess at the skin turning blue.
Skin turning blue, is that in fact the incorrect story? No, Bob.
That
is a true story from a politician in Montana. The incorrect story, the 31 flavors. Yeah, we did make that one up. But hey, Bob, thanks for playing along, and you've won a signed Murray in the Morning picture.
Sorry to hear it.
How do you feel about that?
Wonderful.
Good, man. You can sell it on eBay for negative $20.
Hey, listen, good morning, and thanks for being part of the show, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, that's Bob in Boston, WWZN, as we clean up these spots back. Yeah, good guy. Yeah. Yeah. We're sending out these pictures by the dozen.
Yeah.
That was written by TJ, by the way.
Yes, it was.
Well done.
Sure, thank you.
Nicely done.
Good story.
Based on a real life story, though, that TJ did. He was going to sue the 31 flavor store. Right?
Sometimes. College was a weird time for me, Murray. I don't want to get into why I was eating so much ice cream.
All right, we'll take a break. Law.